Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again on Blast Radio. Crazy Mo Glavino with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone. And tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. If you're online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And you can also add an extra backslash and put podcast, and it'll direct you straight to iTunes and all that other good stuff. And we're on Spreaker.com and all that. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, all the fans, all the artists that's been calling in. Much love to everybody out there. Big ups to, you know, what is it, Bipolar Magazine, which is Bipolar Naked, Madman, UNG Records, all y'all out there, I see you. Big ups to Royal Blunts, because Royal Blunts is sponsoring, you know, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, so, you know, they get much love, too. And tonight's show, you know, we got Texicali 254, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bring him to the show and let him introduce who he is to everybody out there. So right now, Texicali, say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
Hey, what's up? What's up with everybody out there? This is TC, Texicali 254, CEO of Young Work INT and the IND show.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, Texicali, I want you to let everybody know, who is Texicali? Who's the man behind the artist?
Well, I started back in 2009, you know what I'm saying? You know, doing some music. You know, I had a team, you know, Young Work INT. That's where I got my idea of the label itself. And, you know, I was we did a lot of music. We started really getting some shows on, you know, DJ by DJ Story put us on at Silks back around that time. And we were just getting out there, you know. And from there on, I just, you know, I was trying to be more in the background as producing than being an artist. But the more I got out there, the more I wanted to, you know, become an artist more than a producer. But everything kind of fell in place.
And what made you pick up a microphone and decided on rapping?
Well, back in 96, I went back home to Texas, in Waco, Texas, and had my relative out there. They had a shop, you know, down there. And I was in there, you know, helping promote, pushing people's CDs out. I was more of a promoter before I even picked up the mic. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where all my game came from, is working inside a record store, Street Level Records on Waco Drive, back in 96 and 97. And then, hey, most, you know, they had the turntables, you know. It's kind of, you know, my folks had the turntables. It's kind of like a little old school. You know, back then, you know, around that time down there, it was kind of like, you know, old school. So I started messing around, and I started getting on the mic more too, at the same time. You know, then I, you know, as people came in of the store, you know, I started talking on stuff. You know, just messing around. You know, get people to feel good about themselves coming up in the store to buy stuff. And I had some friends down the street. You know, and then it started from there. I just started going to their house and just started getting on their mic. And from there on, when I came back in 2000, that's when everything was started, you know, everything started coming, you know, coming to places. Because I was kind of like back and forth.
That's what's up. And let everybody know out there, who have you worked with in this industry, and who would you like to work with in this industry?
Well I worked with a cat by the name of Rocka Vinci. That used to be with Digital Underground back in the days. And I haven't really worked with a lot of other artists, as far as the artists I was, you know, been around and developed at the same time. And the people I really want to get out there too, I'm trying to get to Dr. Dre, you know, because I like their sound. I like the DJ, you know, DJ Quick, them, E-40, you know, San Quinn. You know, I'm close. You know, we closer to the Bay, so you know we got a lot of good affiliation with the Bay. So I'm trying to really just spread out. You know, go above my means and stuff.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And right now, can you give out the information to everybody who want to connect with Texicali?
Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook as Benjamin Harris, or you can go to my fan page, TexaCali254. That's TexaCali254. And I also have my studio page, too, where I load up a lot of my music. You get free download. It's YoungWorkINT, Y.U.N.G, WorkINT. And also, same thing for Reverb Nation. And you can also hit me on Reverb Nation, same name. Basically, everything is the same except for Facebook. You know?
It's all good. They'll find you. Find y'all, look up Dr. Cali, and y'all support him and his movement. It's all good. And right now, is there any shout outs you might want to give out at this time?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to everybody that's listening right now. And my lady, First Lady Lisa, you know, my partner OG Dave, my kids that's in the house right now, you know, not bothering me.
Shout out to Lisa and everybody. Big ups to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. And, right now, I want to ask you, I just want to get this out the way. Is there a positive message that you can give to all the young upcoming artists coming out in the industry?
Yes. My advice is, you know, stay in it. Stay in it and, you know, present yourself, you know, better as on stage and your presence, you know, because that means a lot in the public eyes. And, I advise not to keep going to different studios because that's how your music gets, you know, taken away. You know what I'm saying? I advise you to stick to who you're working with and who you work with best. You know, if you have any problem with inside the people you work with, only thing you have to do is just work it out, you know, and stick with the music and shoot out positive messages because, you know, they are our future. So if you're out here doing your music and your raps, you know, if I'm rapping about something different that I don't have nothing to do with, you know, killing and all that stuff, you need to rap about something that you can talk about to these kids that's out here and people in school. Your whole album don't have to be like that, but you need more message out there to the youth than more, you know, negativity that's out here for us. We already lived that life.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You guys heard it straight out the mouth of TexaCali, and right now we're going to get into a quick break. But TexaCali, I want you to introduce this song. I do believe it's off the Ball compilation called Nigga Think. Let everybody know the concept behind this track.
Oh, yeah. Nigga Think He Big off the Eyeball compilation. Yeah, that's something I put together. You know, I listened to the beat. You know, I had a little trouble with some peoples, so I had to, you know, put it on wax for a minute. And they know who they is out there, because, you know, I've been calling niggas out, but they ain't trying to hear me. So I put this together for them. You know, they might, you know, get them to talk to me or something. You feel me? Eyeball compilation, free download on ReverbNation.com. You feel me? Go to TexaCali254. And you'll see the CEOs of Young Work. And also check out the roster I got on there, because them people is real cool. You know, we hollered at each other, and that's why they on the roster. You feel me?
That's what's up.
Yeah, and we number 7 on Reverb Nation too, for Sacramento. So we on the way up. You feel me? And shout out to you guys. You know what I'm saying?
All Kimmy the time, love, you know.
And Crazy Mo. You feel me? Let's get it.
That's what's up. You got much love from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and Raw Dog Music. You know, and right now we're going to get into this TexaCali from the Eyeball compilation, Nigga Think. And don't hang up. Stay on the line, TexaCali, as we come right back.
Already.
CC Texas. Lower guy, T. We all in here.
Nigga think he big.
I will split your fucking brain.
Nigga think he big.
I will take care of your kids.
Nigga think he big.
Grab his nigga fucking shit.
Nigga think he big. Nigga think he big. Nigga think he big.
I will split your fucking brain.
Nigga think he big.
I will take care of your kids.
Nigga think he big.
Grab his nigga fucking shit.
Nigga think he big. Nigga think he big.
Y'all strapped for 230 clips. I call it the 60. Looking out for one posse, straight creeping through my city. We pop drums and empty, Now that I'm back for bringing fresh off the bricks and on black inside a city on the 100 block with his untamed gorillas and the savages at. You can catch me on the white bitch in the front yard with black jeans and red chucks and a Boston P hat. I'm a straight G, 10 fingers up as many of you gangsters. Like my nigga AD, rude boy, rock the furry light. Sacramento South Side with his pimpin' and gang banging and homicide. Through every thought I get through the week before I cried when little Bo died. During this rap shit, we had a vision. I still go hard, refusing to suck at the stop us like a failed mission. Lay back and lay down, nigga, this the payback. Payback.
Situation cold gang turned to a street murder, nigga.
Nigga, think you did.
I'ma spit your fucking tree.
Nigga, think you did.
I'ma take care of your kids.
Nigga, think you did.
Now this nigga talking shit.
Nigga, think you did. Nigga, think you did.
I'ma spit your fucking bread.
Nigga think he big.
I'ma take care of your kids.
Nigga think he big.
Got this nigga talking shit.
Nigga think he big.
Nigga
think he big. Nigga think he big. I don't know why. Nigga came to my house trying to get high. Rolling with me at the same time stab me in the back.
No, I don't get down like that.
Fuck that. Who's trying to get with me? You can't fuck with this boy. I think I'm TC. You just got in the game. Nigga, you ain't did nothing. 8 years ago, nigga, stop fronting. Your brother is a cop. Your mama is a cop. Your daddy is a cop. I got the Glock pop. Click, clack. Nigga, that's the game. Fucking with a nigga, yeah, your boy insane. Nigga, not in the brain, but you started with work. Doing shows, now you do dirt and say it's no work. I don't give a fuck, I'm on the street, yeah, I do dirt. Nigga, know about it. Nigga, read about it.
Nigga, think you big. I'ma spit your fucking dream.
Nigga, think you big.
I'ma take care of your kids.
Nigga, think you big.
Got this nigga talking shit.
Nigga, thank you, big. Nigga, thank you, big.
Nigga, thank you, big.
I will put your fucking dream.
Nigga, thank you, big.
I will take care of your kids.
Nigga, thank you, big.
Got this nigga fucking shit.
Nigga, thank you, big.
Big scrap.
When them shots go off, it's gonna be a fucking tragedy. Bullets hit your head and get sticky like the magnet. Shouldn't even fuck with me. Burn your ass 3rd degree. Spread you like some parsley, no, eat you like some broccoli. My niggas don't fight fair. We all mongrels, predators of this earth. Kilimanjaro, my laughter, your sorrow, today or tomorrow. It really don't matter, cause your doom gon' follow.
Yeah. We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Texas Cali off the Eyeball compilation, nigga.
Oh, really? Thing.
And right now, it's all good. I want to ask you, you know, why should people even accept you into this music industry?
Because I'm doing it for all artists, all independent artists, you know, to get out there to be more, you know, successful in what they're doing. You know, a lot of people is not giving people leeway in the game, you know, just because they just coming out and they're not satisfied with they talking about in their music unless it's something that's suitable with their label. All
right, she got it.
That's what's up.
And my ID show is for independent artists. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have to do nothing but just submit their videos just to, you know, get on and get shown. You know, it's views by a lot of people. That's not in Sacramento. They cover a lot of covers out here, like 250,000 people, and that's not including the internet. So once my show come on, they can be they on.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm trying to get Miss Kimmy Simone.
Got Daddy rolling her back.
Kimmy Simone.
Yes, what's going on?
Hey, Kimmy, how you doing, lady?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Texas Cali? What's going on with you, crazy Mo Blavino?
Doing all right, you know, everybody knows you're the co-host,
and I wanted you to say some words to Texas Cali while we got you on the line.
Well, I just want to say his concept and his outlook is very good, and as long as we stay positive, you know, and keep pushing and stay active and stay, you know, positive, we can't go wrong. And I love your style, you know, of course, because, you know, we're going to keep it real. If it's boo-boo, it's just boo-boo. But it's 100% good, baby. You know what I'm saying?
So, ain't nothing wrong with that. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep putting it on blast. Even though some of those that's out there that wasn't good, we're going to keep encouraging them and keep, you know, pushing them on, too. You know, but I get it. It's really, really good to hear you come on here, man, live. And we love y'all so much. And we just thank every last one of you guys for coming on and giving us the support, you know, and just showing us love. We love you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it because that's what I'm all about is support. Everything I do when I started was support other artists that's in the game like us, you know, because we all have to start from somewhere, you know,
that's
and work our way up.
That's right, because like Daddy told me, the same people that you see going up is the same people you'll see coming down. So just be respectful, represent yourself, and just always be positive and give love. You'll go good.
Already.
Yes, sir.
And Texas Cali, while we got you on the line, let everybody know what you got coming out. Like, what you got coming out in the near future, what you working on?
Right now what I'm working on is the IND show is going to be on every Thursday following January 2013. And right now I got some shows coming up in October. Every Sunday will be open mic for artists to come in and perform and get video from the IND show and also get put onto the television show.
You got it, man.
So I got right now, and then my album, I'm trying to drop my album around December. You know, it's called Who I Be.
Around December, called Who I Be. So you guys make sure you guys go out there and pick that up, called Who I Be by Texas Cali. And Texas Cali, I want to ask you, if you made it inside the industry to the peak where you needed to be, how would you give it back?
How would I give it back?
Yeah, how would you give it back?
I would make it easier for the artist that's in the industry that's having a hard time, you know, paying for studio time and paying for videos. I would make it to where if they help with the community, they can get the stuff for free. And whatever percentage they make off of it, they give that some of that percentage go back to the to far as to the person that's helping, and far as to the community, and they also get a piece of the pie too. And at the same time, they'll still be coming up doing their music, trying to get them off the streets.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing to do, and that's what a lot of artists have been saying. You know, they call in and they let everybody know if they ever gave back, if they can do it, if they came into a lot of money. Like they should, you know what I'm saying? They will open up little institutes for kids, little music institutes for kids that want to come and do music that's hard, you know. It's all
exactly,
good.
Exactly, you know, because, you know, I see the future. You know, I see the future for the kids, you know, and I know what they need. It's just, you know, we need people to come together that have money and, you know, work together and just trust each other and build something. You know, for these cats can, you know, have fun. You know, the mothers, you know, the fathers, everybody need their kids situated while they go to work, you know. So we can, you know, it's like an after-school program, but it can be for music or what they're interested in. It can be all in one building, you know, like an all-in-one spot. It can be, you know, something like that for them.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? And what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
The stuff I don't like is you have to go through so many people just to get to a certain spot.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, as far as you're trying to throw a show and you want, you know, probably like a headliner and they want to overcharge you or they want to send you through this person or this person, you know, instead of just keeping it real where all of us can make some money and continue to throw shows together, you know.
What's up? And that's what you don't like?
Yeah.
What do you like about the music?
I like it that I get to meet different artists, listen to their music, and see how they're coming, you know, into the industry as well, you know, and, you know, get to do shows with different artists. You know, I like meeting different people, you know, because that gets you farther when you meet different people. Everybody have different knowledge, you know, to give and share.
That's what's up. And on that note, we're going to get into one more break. And this is Texas Cali, Baby Going Dummy. Can you let everybody know the concept behind this track?
Yeah, the Baby Going Dummy is for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is, you know how the fellas always got their thing going on. We always going stupid, doing dummy in the club and stuff. Well, that's for the ladies. It's got to do with dancing, majority dancing, ladies just showing them what time it is. We could be all in a club And the ladies, you know how fellas don't really want to dance the lady. They doing their own dances and dance ones, baby going dummy, you know. Everybody just doing their thing. And also for women that's working, doing their thing, they step the game up, you know, showing people they can ride to just like we ride, you know, baby going dummy. And that's off the Who I Be album that's going to be dropping around December 2012.
What's up? You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Texas Cali. Baby going dummy.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, what is up?
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
You know,
RTC get down.
Work IT. From Sac to the Bay, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
From Texas to Florida, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
She just touched down in Sac Town. She come from different places just to get down.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy, baby going dummy,
baby going dummy.
She say she from Texas, nice stick around. If she was dope, yeah, she'd be a pound. Working that body, like she's doing exercise. All the fellas on the floor, see to get a ride. Ain't no stopping her when the beat drops. Because when she gets back up, she gon' pop. I asked her what she doing here, she waiting on a friend. From Florida, the other from Oakland. It's going down. They just stepped in the door. Nike got SB, here she go. The other Jordan Hill. Got the whole club popping. Now the whole crowd is cracking. What's happening? From Sac to the Bay, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
From Texas to Florida, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
She always taking trips, nice to hit the big lip. She all around town, girl. Big booty, brown girl.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
She all on the floor. Watch when she go. Bona fide top notch, putting on the show. Everybody's watching her. The girls getting mad. All the fellas on because the girl go bad. It's going down. The ladies all around. The fellas leave the bar because the ladies shoes are down. Call up my clicker, told I got something thick. Wish she got a chocolate one in the light skinny chick. The club is so damn. I'm on the VIP list. With champagne bottle celebrating a new hit. I can't move around. She all over the table now. Watch out because the girl's gonna show out. From Sac to the Bay, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
From Texas to Florida, up in the club. When the ladies come in, they show a nigga love.
Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy. Baby going dummy.
Baby going dummy.
That's what's up, baby. All right.
I see the video.
Put them on Flash Radio. It's all good.
Already, already, already.
It's all good.
I'm still looking for some video guys out there.
Man, there's a lot of them out here. There's a lot of them. You can't know what you want to spend. So I'm saying
already.
There's Jay Million. So I'm saying there's Damon Jamal. So I'm saying I'm just throwing them out there. You know, there's a couple of people out there, and there's Cat Fizz and them. You know, it's all good. There's a lot of people who do videos, you know, just depending on how much you can spend.
Yeah, already.
You know, and I want to ask you, and who do you think is hot and who's not inside this music industry, mainstream or underground?
Mainstream or underground? Ooh, let me see. Who's not hot? That's a hard one right there. Because I don't really listen to nobody right now. No. Like, I ain't going to lie to listen to my own shit. Who's hot? I know who's hot in the industry right now is E-40. E-40 is the hottest right now in the industry right now. He's mainstream, in the mainstream now. As far as under, let's see. I can't even pinpoint nobody that's not hot. Anybody y'all heard of? I know some hot people. I mean, some people that's not hot, you know, but I don't know if y'all heard of them.
No, it's just in your own opinion, you know, whoever it is, you know, a lot of people have, you know, I'm a music guy, so I've heard a lot of people, even people haven't heard of, like this white boy Ghost, man, he got fired, you know what I'm saying, Lynch and Tech N9ne and him, somebody need to pick him up, Twister, somebody need to pick him up, because that little cat right there got fired, you know what I'm saying, it's just, I don't know, man, I don't know. Is this? That's who I think is hot, you know. But he's an underground person. He's from out of state. See what I'm saying? But there's artists here too. So everybody in Sacramento, don't get mad. Oh, he likes somebody outside of Cali. No, I like California niggas too, because I can name a whole bunch. But see, this ain't my time to shine. This is right here with Texas Cali. That's what I'm saying. It's all in your opinion.
I say Rare Boy 916. Yeah, I don't think he's hot.
You don't think he's hot?
Nah.
Oh, you?
Nah, he ain't hot. Already.
Oh, God.
Texas Cali 254 said it.
It's
he ain't
all
hot.
Good.
He ain't hot. And I can back it up.
They
just put him on blast. Radio.
Hey, that's
already.
What it's called. Put them all past radio. It's all clear. I'm
in the industry too. Well, I'm trying to get it out. Hey, we all eating.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what I look at it like that.
It's all good. And what are your goals in this industry?
Well, my goal in the industry, man, is just to, like I say, get there. You know, and once I get there, I could take care of my family a little more better and, you know, start building from there, you know, because I don't look at myself being in the rap game for all my life. No, I do like to do construction type of work. I like to build stuff. You know, my mind is kind of, you know, I like to do a lot of different stuff. It's not just stuck on just rapping.
What's up? And we got a few minutes left, but we're going to go over time just a little bit. But I want to ask you, what are your biggest challenges inside this industry?
Trying to get to the next level, man. Just trying to get to the next level. Start getting paid for these shows, building up a fan base, you know, getting everybody to work together. As I go far as with the people I do music with, you know, like come out and do some shows with a brother. I can't do them all by myself, you know, that type of stuff, you know. So that's what I look at.
It. Now, you know it's called Put Them On Blast. Is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is? You can keep the names anonymous if you want to, or just throw it out there. It's all good.
No,
Candy
Boy Great.
We're not here to start any trouble. We just want everybody to get it off their chest, whatever you feel,
already.
To make you feel better as an individual, so that way you don't have to walk around with so much stress built up. So
already.
That's why I say, even if it's us. So I'm saying, just let us know, and we can talk about it. So that way we can let the world know we're grown, and we know how to talk it out, and let everybody know, see, we became peaceful. You spoke your piece, I spoke mine, and
already.
We agreed on what the problem was, and we fixed it. And now here we are. So that's why I'm giving you this opportunity to put anything or anybody on blast, no matter what it is or who it is.
Well, I say Candy Boy the Great. He need to step his game up. Before he want to do, he challenged me in music. That's what I say. Candy Boy the Great. Coming from Texas Cali 254 once again. Out of Sacramento, California, back in middle. Look.
You
know
it's
what
all,
it is?
It's already. All good, man. That's why it's called Put Them On Blast Radio. But
now,
right
can
now,
I give some shout outs and stuff to people?
Oh, you can give some more shout outs.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to I forgot my peoples, Rob XL and my boy Jada, the Menace. I forgot, you know, to mention him on a you know, industry level, because he was he came out around, you know, with Marvelous them, you know, back in the days and stuff. Jada the Menace, he was Jada the Classic now.
See, that's what's up. Shout outs to him too. It's all good. Much love to Rob. Everybody out there, Royal Blunts, everybody, the whole squad.
Yeah, already.
You know,
They out here.
You know, we supporting everybody, and we want everybody out there to support Texicali and his movement and support all the artists. Support all your local artists. That's what you got to do. Support them no matter where you at on this planet. Support your local artists. And everybody be safe and stop the violence. We all need to come together as one and unite as one. Like I said, we need to support our local artists and do the right thing. Be smart. So I'm saying, stop hating on each other.
Yeah,
you know
be
saying?
Smart about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to get you nowhere. It ain't going to get you nowhere. Exactly.
Yeah, for real. It really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, you look at it like this,
like,
these shows.
Like Kevin Hart say, see my eyes? Roll.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, these shows is for, you know, everybody to get in, try to get in with it. You know, if you don't perform that day, you might can get the next show, you know. Just come and support and holler.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Kenny Simone, is there any last words you might want to say to Texicali?
All right. Now, when you start a foot to holler, go to holler.
Yeah, you know, man. But it's all good. But Texicali, I salute you. You understand? Just keep me locked in. I'm going to keep locked in. Anytime you want to promote anything, just holler at us, and it's all good. We got you. See what I'm saying? If there's any flyers or anything you have, you might want us to help promote you, you know, send them to us or do whatever. It's all good. We're here for you. You know what I'm saying? We're here for support and promotion for everybody. It's free, and that's what we do. Crazy Mo, Bledino, Kimmy Simone, put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station. And like I said, I salute you, and I thank you for coming on our show and doing your interview and blessing us with your presence. It's all
ready
anytime. But right now, I want you to introduce this song right here as you take us out. Texicali, where they do that at? Let them know.
Oh, man, that's my boy out of Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Dallas, Texas, David D. Dot. You know what I'm saying? I put something he had a beat on Facebook. I just got on Facebook and it was there, and I listened to it and I said, hey man, I want to do something with you with that song, and it came about like that. We both put it together, and that's what we came up with, you know, mixed up and make sure y'all, it's on the Producer Corner mixtape, you know, just check them out, David D. Dot Fuller, or you can go to icebreakerradio.com. You'll find the album right there, and also check me out on Fans Radio Station here to rock your nation, rocking with my boy Crazy Mo and Kimmy. Where they do that at? No.
What's up? You heard it first. Here, I'll put him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Texicali 254. Where they do that at? Like he said, it's this boy out of Dallas, out of Texas, and big ups to everybody out there in the dirty, dirty down in Texas. You guys
already
got support from Raw Dog Music, Crazy Mo Bledino, and Miss Kimmy Simone, and we out.
Already.
What's good? It's your boy D Dot on the track. Like to welcome everybody to the show with my guest, Texicali 254 and Young 3, representing the West Coast. We about to ask y'all where they do that at. I'm not sure y'all know what we talking about, but I'm gonna let my man explain to y'all.
Major music.
What they do that at?
What
they do that at? What they do that at?
Louisiana.
What they do that at?
Please.
What they do that at?
ATL.
What they do that at?
New York.
What they do that at?
Tennessee.
What they do that at?
We club.
What they do that at? What they do that at?
Texas.
What they do that at?
Louisiana.
What they do that at?
Please.
What they do that at?
ATL.
What they do that at?
New York.
What they do that at?
Fresh up buzz pipes, I've been a winner all my life. These boys, they just hype, they should never touch a mic. Think you girls spend the night, and I hit it just right. Keep your eyes on my style, cause you niggas just fight. But I never hit you ball, you niggas lacking hard. Me, your miles ahead, more ways of getting bread. Dot, Texicali, on the track, enough said. Composition, I'm a shred, kept to get you bed. We need a new trend.
Got clowns on the radio.
Rappers want beats, I'm like, niggas gotta pay me. Yeah, survival is a game. Different days, same shit. I'ma pray in Jesus' name for the strength to never quit.
What they do that at?
What they do that at?
What they do that at?
Louisiana.
What they do that at?
Cleveland.
What they do that at?
ATL.
What they do that at?
New York.
What they do that at?
Tennessee.
What they do that at?
We club.
What they do that at?
What
they do that at? What they do that at?
Louisiana.
What they do that at?
Cleveland.
What they do that at?
ATL.
What they do that at?
New York.
What they do that at?
soul fit. I go to the back and smoke that good shit. Creep back in the dough.
Rick Warren Dummy.
Creep back on stage and take the mic from the crowd is wild. They going ham. Everybody in the house tonight, will I am. I'm just a beast, ready to feast. She drop it down, lick her lips like she ready to eat. I'm override, you a parasite.
Way down in the jungle,
Dolomite. I'm on your radio station, rock your nation. Got control over my label in the